Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every Sunday by email. We're in our 5th year now, and something like I've forgotten how many editions we've published on time every week. So you get it on Sunday so that it gets you ready to go for the coming week. And don't forget all the other things you can do at my website as well, including finding a lot of good stuff there about our friend and our guest this half hour, Mr. Edward Yorden, who is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Byte Wars, and including Managing High-Intensity Internet Projects, and including a 1992 book, which we're going to reference in our discussion, Decline and Fall of the American Programmer. He's our good friend, Ed Yorden. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, Ed. And Ed, one of the things, and by the way, folks, Ed is working on a brand new book. Ed, tell us what the title is.
It's called Outsource, Competing in the Global Productivity Race.
Right. And so, folks, those of you who've been listening to the show are probably way ahead of me now, and you're realizing this is going to be another interview in our series that I've been conducting this year on what I call an honest debate about jobs. And you're going to get another perspective on this from our good friend Ed Yorden. Ed, tell us a little bit about, remind us a little bit about your history in this topic, because you go back a long ways, don't you?
Well, I've been in the computer field for, 40 years now, but my first trip to India was in 1989. I was invited to go over there and give some lectures, and I was stunned by what I saw. You know, in those days, the Internet really hadn't made any significant presence, but when I saw people whose salaries were about 4 or 5 times lower than ours, and productivity higher and quality higher, and very competitive, I thought, we're likely to be in some trouble, and that was the basis for my 1992 book. Which turned out to be premature by about a decade, but nevertheless, I think accurate in the long term.
Well, and that book, as you said, 1992, I mentioned earlier, Decline and Fall of the American Programmer. A lot of people didn't. You looked at that situation over there, and you said, okay. And I don't have that book in front of me, but I'm going to paraphrase the whole book if you'll forgive me for that. But basically, you said, you know what? I don't know how they're going to do it, but these people could kick our butts in the marketplace with regard to the high tech industry. And little did your detractors know that the Internet was going to help them do that.
Well, certainly the Internet and fast, cheap, reliable telecommunications, which is what drives things like
right.
call centers and help desks and so on,
right.
was a crucial thing. And privatizing the economy, I mean, at the time, India still had very much a socialist, bureaucratic government, which they've been gradually unraveling over the last
right.
decade or
right.
so. And originally, since I've been working in the computer field, I only looked at it through that prism, so to speak. And now, I think in the last couple of years, people have begun to realize that virtually any kind of knowledge work is susceptible to this kind of trend.
Right. Well, and
it's not just programmers anymore. It's lawyers and doctors
right.
and mortgage brokers,
technicians,
and everybody else.
Medical technicians reading X-rays and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, you took a lot of grief from people for the last 10 years because they said that, you know, where'd you get this kind of stuff? And the truth is, as you also said, you were actually more of a prophet than an author in those days, weren't you?
Well, I certainly did not take into account the global economic situation. You know, as you remember, the 90s were fabulous times economically compared to what we have now. So what happened in the computer field is that the demand for computing professionals grew so rapidly that it gobbled up everybody we had available in this country, and anybody who could even spell programmer, plus everybody in India, plus everybody in Russia, plus anybody anywhere who wanted a job. Now, of course, the situation has changed, and when you have a surplus of supply over demand, that's when some of the factors that the Indians have been focusing on and the Chinese and a few other countries really starts to become significant. So I was premature in that regard.
Well, and this book, the new book, which I have copies of, but I think I have an old title, so I'm going to let you tell us the new title again in a second. But in this new book, you talk about, it's sort of the sequel to that, to the first book, isn't it?
It is. It is in the sense of really emphasizing the point that it's not just computer programmers anymore, though that continues to get most of the attention these days, that if you're involved in any kind of knowledge work where you sit at a desk and deal with the marketplace over the phone or through the Internet, there are people in various other parts of the world who are looking for your job.
They're your competitor. Stand by, Ed. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to find out how this impacts small businesses. And the answer is, one way is that it does. 20 till, actually. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Get your motor running. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Ed Yordan. The new book is called Outsource: Competing in the Global Productivity Race. And Ed, when's the book going to be out?
It should be out in late September. That's the current plan, anyway.
All right. And you're going to promise to launch it on our show, right?
Absolutely.
We'll get that scheduled. Well, actually, we're sort of launching it. This is like a little preview, folks. And only on the Small Business Advocate Show do you get this kind of a preview. Ed, one of the things in my quest for an honest debate on jobs. I'd like to consider myself the anti-Lou Dobbs. I consider Lou Dobbs right now, at least, to be a dangerous man. And the reason I say that is because he goes on his broadcast, his daily broadcast, and talks about outsourcing like it's some kind of an evil empire policy, and that there's something wrong with it, that it's a bad thing, and somebody's doing it, and we need to find out who's doing it and stop them. And punish them, and it seems to me, and I'd like your thoughts on that in a second, but before I turn it back over to you, the thing that I'm upset about is there are people whose jobs are going overseas. It's not anybody's fault that that's happening. Those people have got to be redirected, and it makes them feel, Lou Dobbs helps them to feel like victims instead of just something that's happened to them. And it's, to me, it's counterproductive for getting their lives reoriented. Now, your thoughts.
I certainly agree with you. I mean, it reminds me of the old Pogo cartoon where Pogo says, Jenny, we have met the enemy and he is
right,
us.
Exactly.
I refer to something in my book called the Walmart factor. You know, with all of this Lou Dobbs rhetoric, if you watch the way people behave when they go into Walmart or any other shopping center, they want to find the best quality, lowest-priced products and services from wherever they come. They don't really care where it comes from, when they buy their shoes, their cars, their computers, or whatever. So the marketplace is what's driving this, not politicians or, you know, evil capitalists or anything else. Every single person here in the United States says, I want to be able to get stuff from anywhere in the world where I know that it's produced well and economically priced. So as you say, we need to really make sure that that the people whose jobs are threatened by this don't just give up and say, well, I'm a victim, or I'm going
right.
to depend on some politician to save me.
This politician will save me, and that politician's bad.
By the way, if you want to follow this up, go to the websites of all three major and one minor political candidate for president to see what they have to say about offshore outsourcing. The answer, for the most part, is nothing. I mean, it's a topic they stay
right.
far away from.
Well,
Bush says nothing. Kerry says a little, but not much, and Nader says nothing.
Well, of course, Kerry started talking about the Benedict Arnold corporations, and you know that was his first comment about them. But for small business owners, this is a tough issue right now, because some of us are being impacted by globalization, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Especially small manufacturers.
Small manufacturers and individuals are in much the same position, that they're being impacted by this tidal wave. And probably the strongest advice I have in my book about all of this is to be proactive and, you know, determine your own future rather than having it determined, by somebody else. And when I started warning the people in the computer field 12 years ago, there was plenty of time to get ready for this, and there still is for other professions.
Right. Well, the problem, one of the best things that I think has helped me to understand what's going on and to deal with it, Ed, and what I've tried to help other people with is this. What's happening today is not 1% different than what happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 3,000 years ago. What's happening today has been happening since Og traded shells for a blade from Og, you know, I mean, it goes back as far as the marketplace. Here's the difference in today and 5,000 years ago. It's moving a lot faster. It's happening.
Yeah,
we're actually able to watch it happen before our very eyes. It's not the change, it's the velocity of change.
That's absolutely right. And part of that is because the products and services we now depend on are expressed in bits and digital bits that can be transported instantaneously at virtually no cost anywhere in the world and created from anywhere in the world. So it's just moving at lightning speed.
Well, but now for small businesses, Ed, the beauty is that we actually now have the technology applications available to us that give us the kind of power and the kind of versatility at a price we can afford to allow us to be players on a lot bigger scale without becoming big.
That's absolutely true. Though you have to remember that it is also true for small businesses everywhere else in the world. They also have access to PCs and telecommunications. So we can't depend on that to save us without doing a lot of other hard work as well.
Right. So what's the answer to what's your best advice to a small business owner, Ed, as you contemplate this book, as you prepare for the launch of your new book? What's the news in the new book, Outsource for Small Business Owners? And I want you to think about that. We're going to take a quick break in a second. When we come back, I want you to give us your two or three really good points to focus on. And folks, I encourage you to look forward to the book. This is the sequel to Ed's 1992 book. The new one's called Outsource, Competing in the Global Productivity Race, and by Ed Yordan. By the way, you can pre-order it if you want to. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Ed Yordan. Edward Yordan is the name you'll probably see on his books wherever books are sold. And I encourage you to check out his website. Ed, why don't you give it to us, please?
It's same as my name. It's www.yordan.com. Yordon.com.
You got a lot of outstanding articles and a lot of free things we can read and noodle around on your website there, don't you, Ed?
Absolutely, including the first chapter of this new book.
Good.
It turns out, yeah,
good.
So people can get a sense of what it's all about.
Well, is the table of contents up on there too?
The table of contents is up there. Yeah, so you
good,
can see
good.
The chapter headings.
Because
yeah.
It's a good one. That's a good table of contents, folks. You'll get a lot of good ideas about what's coming out in the book. And the other thing that I like about the way Ed writes, he writes in a way that regular folks like me can understand. And Ed, I appreciate that. thank you for that, Ed.
Well, Microsoft Word says I'm writing at a sixth grade level. So I don't know if they're used.
Well, that's me. There's no question. That's me. Hey, Ed. Cast a couple of your pearls before us. What's your best advice? Let's say that the people listening are your brothers and sisters out there, which they are in small business, because you got a small business too, and whether they're wholesalers or retailers or manufacturers or home based or whatever. Give us two or three pearls.
Well, it's actually the same advice that I give to individuals that I talk to, and I've got about a half a dozen, but I'll focus just on two or three. The most important thing is to be proactive. You know, you better get out there and start planning your future before it hits you in the face. The second thing is to really make sure you can quantify your cost-benefit value proposition so that when you're talking to a prospective client or customer, who's considering an offshore alternative, you've got a nice cogent statement about, you know, why your product and services may be more expensive on the surface, but are actually a better value. And then the third thing is, I think all of us are going to have to figure out how to be more innovative and find more specialized niches where we can provide the products and services that only small companies can provide and that big companies are never going to go after. Most of the offshore providers are big companies, and they're doing great things. But you know, those of us who are running small businesses, I think, can do quite well in our local marketplace if we're just somewhat more innovative than we have been.
Well, you know, Ed, outsourcing really kind of began in outsourcing inside the United States, meaning that companies who used to do everything that they needed, they were very horizontally integrated, became very vertically integrated, and they didn't have employees to mow the yards, they didn't have employees to paint the walls, they didn't have employees to you know, to do this or that. In the old days they had all those employees. Now people are saying, you know, let's focus on our core competency and let's let other people take care of these things. And that really got started by outsourcing to small business vendors inside the United States.
And that's still true. There was a study published by the New York Times just a couple of weeks ago saying that the bulk of what we call outsourcing today is still of the sort you just mentioned in the U.S. borders, not overseas.
That's exactly right. It's still happening. And so we don't need to be intimidated by overseas outsourcing. In fact, that's one of the reasons why, Ed, the small business owners have small business as a market sector has done well over the last 20 years because of the outsourcing. Outsourcing is not bad for small business. It's good for small business.
I think it's good for all of us. But it's really a national debate that we should be having as we are on this show, and I hope throughout the election campaign coming up, it would be nice if we heard some intelligent comments about this from from all of the presidential candidates.
Well, what I think I'd like to recommend people do as they look into listen to these politicians, the politicians who come out on outsourcing looking to blame somebody, those people are not a friend of the marketplace. Whoever that is, Republican, Democrat, I don't care. They're not a friend of the marketplace. But people who talk about, who have an honest approach to outsourcing, to me, those people are friends of the marketplace. What do you think, Ed?
A very interesting person to watch in this regard is Governor Schwarzenegger, and I would not have predicted this myself, but he's actually approaching outsourcing from a very common-sense, level-headed economic perspective and saying what's good for the people of this state. Sometimes it makes sense to do it, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
So he's not taking any kind of rigid position one way or the other.
Right. Ed, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Give us the title of the new book again.
It's called Outsource: Competing in the Global Productivity Race.
And give us your website one more time.
www.yourdon.com.
Thank you, Ed, for being here. Good job today, and we're looking forward to the next time.
Thanks. My pleasure.
Ed Yourdon, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back again real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on behalf of liberty and on behalf of the free enterprise system. God bless you. God be with you. We are very proud of you. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.